Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. The scripture continues, he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. This is the way the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation begins. Why is Satan bound? Why is he removed? Well, the reason is that Satan is extremely powerful. Satan is so powerful that he must be removed. How powerful is Satan? Today we're going to look at some of the scriptures that indicate and show us the power of Satan. You know, we'll be observing the Day of Atonement in a couple of weeks, and we always look at the idea that Satan is a living entity and that he is very powerful and needs to be removed. My first point is that Satan controls all of this world's religions, with the exception of the true church of God. Let's go to Revelation chapter 13, and let's look at something. This is some of the reasons that Satan, not all of them, but some of the reasons he's going to have to be removed. Revelation 13, beginning to read in verse 1 and 2. Then I stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. Think back to the book of Daniel. Feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon, who is Satan, gave him his power, his throne, and his great authority. So this beast power that is going to rule the earth at the very end is controlled by Satan. Satan gives this, and not only is this beast power controlled by him directly, and we're told that in this 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, but also the rest of the churches. Notice the Revelation 13, verse 11, same chapter, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. False church. Christ is the lamb, but Christ doesn't speak like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and all those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. This is the resurrected Roman Empire. He performs great signs so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. So the Holy Roman Empire had a church patterned after it that was very Romish, and this church was controlled by Satan. And that's the image that we're looking at here. The image, the beast is a Roman Empire. The image or the copy of the beast is a Holy Roman Church. Verse 15, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. So he made this copy, this icon of the empire, breathe and come to life. He was granted, verse 15, he was granted power to give breath to the image, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands and on their foreheads. And we can talk about some of the other things that this image did. But the Holy Roman Empire, which was a national or a nation, had a church called the Holy Roman Universal Church. You know what a universal means? It means Catholic. So the Holy Roman Universal Church was patterned after the Holy Roman Empire, and Satan, the dragon, gave both of them its power. So Satan controls all the world's religion. Religion controls people's minds. With religious control comes total control. So Satan must be removed because he is the mastermind behind the various churches and the various philosophies and the various things which people observe. Second point that Satan must be removed is because he controls this world's secular systems. You know, we read about Satan controlling things and we tend to think in religious terms. He not only controls the religions of the world, he controls everything. So he controls, the second point, this world's secular systems. Let's look at Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. These are some of the reasons he must be removed. Daniel chapter 10. You can't raise children in a living room if you got a lion in there with you. You got to remove the lion. Daniel chapter 10. Notice Daniel chapter 10. This is a vision of that Daniel had, but notice verse 13. I'm sorry, listen, I'm thinking on the wrong verse. Hold on. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7. No, I was in the right place. Daniel chapter 10. My sermons are very aerobic. You get to move around a lot. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. Now, the whole chapter of Daniel chapter 10 is how Daniel is controlling the princes and the secular people in the world. But notice verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. You remember Daniel prays for an answer to his prayer, and the angel comes and tells Daniel, I'm here to bring you your answer. Several days ago, weeks ago, I was sent to come and give you the answer. So the next question I would have had if I was Daniel is, well, what took you so long? I think it says 3 weeks in coming. What took you so long? Well, in verse 13, he's got to contend with the satanic power that's been placed over the prince of the kingdom of Persia. There is spiritual warfare, brethren, going on in high places. High places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. This is one of the powers in verse 13. There is apparently some kind of spiritual being, demon, that is in control of the kingdom of Persia. He withstands me, Michael, 21 days. There's the 3 weeks. This angel and Michael, one of the chief princes, comes to help me. So there's war up in heaven that has to do with nations and politics. Notice verse 20. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. So he's saying, look, I'm here with this prince of Persia. I had to battle him and I had to have Michael come and help me to allow me access to you because you live in the nation of Persia. And when I leave here, the nation, this demonic being who's in charge of Persia is going to meet me again and contend with me. And then I'm going to have problems not only with him, verse 20, but also with the prince of Greece. So here we have nations that are in control of Satan, or nations that are controlled by Satan. The kingdoms of Persia and Greece are involved. Wicked spirits controlled by Satan control this world's governments. That's why when you look at entertainment today, and you keep changing the channel and don't find anything worth watching, that's why that happens. Because the programmers and the people that develop the entertainment and all that are controlled. They're controlled, very much so. Economics is controlled. Science is controlled. Everything is controlled by Satan. All. Do you remember when Jesus went up to the pinnacle of the temple, being taken there by Satan after he'd fasted for 40 days and 40 nights? And Satan said, if you will worship me, I will give you all of this. Apparently, he saw the kingdoms of the world and some kind of time-lapse imagery appearing before his eyes. And he said, all these nations that are going to arise, I'm going to give you power over them if you worship me. And Christ rebuked him. Christ didn't say, Satan, they're not yours to give. No, they were his to give. But Christ did not want any part in that. So Satan controls all of the world's governments. If you can control this world's politics, you control economic power. You control taxation. You control governmental programs, such as abortion and gender equality and all of those things, as well as other civil rights, supposedly. You control information. You control military power. You control commerce, transportation, education, other governmental services and functions. The kind of material that's put out by the museums. Because the museums are controlled by the government. They get their funding by the government. You control crime and punishment. Someone shoots someone in cold blood. It'll be 20 years before they meet the executioner, if at all. Why? Because we're not living in a godly society. We live in a society where it is illegal to discriminate against immorality. That's how powerful the government is. Why is that? Because it is controlled by Satan. That's a lot of power. The Inquisition in the Middle Ages that murdered millions of people was an example of government and religion that has run amok. Satan was the author of that. Third point. Not only does Satan control the world's religions, not only does he control the world's secular systems, but he controls all humans individually. Unless you're on guard against it. He can enter in and affect you and influence you. Notice Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. You know what part of salvation is? Part of salvation, brethren, is that we are no longer in tune with Satan's wavelength. We now see what Satan and his we now see Satan and his doctrines as evil and wrong. Think about the things that you did before you were converted and changed. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. One of the best analogies of Satan and us is Satan is transmitting and we're the little radio receivers. And we can tune in to his wavelength. And all of a sudden we start like, yeah, that's a good idea. Because we're tuned in to his wavelength. Prayer, fasting, Bible study helps you to tune in to God's wavelength. And Satan's screechings are far removed from you. Notice what it says here. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves. We were just like they were. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. We were just like them, brethren. But God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, and because we were so righteous. Strike that last part out. Because God is so rich in mercy and love, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So what I want you to notice is that Satan is a prince of the power of the air. He broadcasts his attitudes and thoughts directly into people's minds. Some of the greatest scientific discoveries that have ever changed the world, many of them, and I have to be careful here, they don't take me out of context, many of them were invented by the inventors because of some vision he had while he was asleep. I was in this room and I dreamed this, and that helped me to realize that I needed to do this and make this invention. What do you think? And those inventions were what we would not consider very good inventions. They were detrimental. And Satan controls our minds. Our minds are like miniature radio receivers set to Satan's frequency. You got a glass of water and you empty it. And you say, oh, the glass is empty. No, it is not. It is filled with air. So if you don't clear your mind, let me rephrase it. You have to clear your mind of Satan's broadcasting, but you have to fill your mind with something else because it'll get filled up. Nature abhors a vacuum. If he can control our minds, you know, we as people can be influenced so easily, then what happens? He can control our spending, what we spend our money on. He can control our entertainment. You know why entertainment is the way it is? Because that's what people want. If it wasn't what people wanted, it wouldn't be on there. He controls our spending habits, our entertainment, our reading material, our thoughts, and our moods. So Satan is very powerful. He controls this world's religions. He controls this world's secular systems. And he controls us if we let him, individually and personally. And if we're not careful, point number four, Satan can affect us, God's saints. I always like to watch science fiction movies. And it's always interesting to me how the good guy is always saved by the force field. There's always a force field around him. Or he's got some kind of apparatus that projects a force field. Keeps the evil guys from getting to him. Satan can affect us. Satan wants to destroy us spiritually and physically. You know, if it was not for angels about us, brethren, and the Holy Spirit we have, you and I would be mincemeat. And I'm not talking in analogy, brethren. We would be dead. Watch out for the root of bitterness in your life. Be humble. Follow God. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 6. Here's how you can get away from Satan's influences, brother. No magic words, no, new truth here. Verse 6 of 1 Peter 5. Therefore, humble yourselves. You know, behind almost every sin, brethren, if you examine it, behind almost every sin is a sin of pride. Don't tell me what to do. I know what I should do. Who does he think he is? If you want to be corrected, you have to be humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. How do you resist Satan as a lion, roaring lion? You resist him in the faith. Praying, reading, and all those other things we talked about. Satan is a very, very powerful being. He is not a fictional or a mythological character. He's not some kind of ethereal concept. He exists. If you believe in God, then you must believe in Satan. Because God talks about him and describes him, Satan, in his word. Satan is the god of this world. But the good news is that Satan will be removed, and then this world and its kingdoms will be given to the saints of the Most High, which is you and me.